From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Autumn is here with winter fast approaching, and after an unusual three straight La Nina winters, we are in for a change. University of Washington Atmospheric Science Professor Cliff Mass says we have officially turned to an El Nino weather pattern.
Well, it's going to be at least a moderate El Nino, and it could be a strong one. Moderate to strong. Typically, the first part of the cool season is not heavily affected. And I talk about that in my blog. Generally, between the September to December period, the effect is relatively subtle.
But in spite of the many headlines you might read, Mass says, just take a breath.
There's no reason to expect us not to have, you know, the normal rain and everything else this fall. So no one should panic.
So what should we expect?
The main effects of El Nino are after the new year. And we know what they are. They tend to be warmer than normal. We tend to be slightly drier than normal, but that's not so profound. It's mainly the temperature being warmer.
Mass says the biggest difference,
the big impact, is not as much on precipitation as on snowpack. So we tend to develop certainly less snow in the lowlands, and we do tend to get less snowpack.
Tune in tomorrow for more on our El Nino winter ahead. For more information, go to Cliff's weather blog at cliffmass.blogspot.com.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.